Welcome to It's a Fabulous World Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Miss Arlene Gale. Arlene, why don't you take it from here?
Great. Hello, everybody. This is Arlene Gale. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I'm really excited, and it's been kind of an interesting day, kind of different for me. And I'm thinking, at least right now in this time, in this space, I kind of am loving technology. I'll tell you why. I am from Fort Worth, Texas, and I spent the day traveling from DFW in my home state of Texas to JFK Airport in New York. And I got to the airport, got my baggage, managed to read all the right signs and get on the right train and get to the right hotel. And I did it in the nick of time. What's that saying about by the hair on my chinny chin chin? Well, that's how I'm joining you tonight. So I have taken a few deep breaths and I've got the windows open, or the curtains open at least, so I can see the beautiful lights of New York. And we're going to proceed with this podcast and hopefully have some fun and talk to you about something really exciting that I am unveiling in 2017. So starting here in the next week or two. So listen up. Let's get started. What I'm trying to do over this next year, let me tell you about it. Here's what you can expect from today's podcast. First, I'm going to tell you about my new exciting program. Second, I'm going to tell you who benefits and what's the point or the goal of this program. And third, why I've decided to jump off in this direction, because it is a little bit of a departure for me. And finally, we're going to talk about how to join and become a positive part of this referral networking group. Okay, so that was a hint. All right, ready? So first, I am building a networking referral group called, drumroll please, the Whole World of Words. Think about that acronym for the Whole World of Words. It's not just wow, it's whoa, wow. Yes, the Whole World of Words. So this new Whole World of Words is going to kick off here early in February with a Facebook group that you can be a part of. It will start as a closed book group because we want to make sure that the people who join are top-notch people, that we can not only help each other build businesses, but help our customers to get the services that they need. From there, we're going to start a website shortly thereafter, and then the explosion in membership and networking and business building, it's kind of hard to say, business building activity will really start to just kaboom. And so I'm really excited about the Whole World of Words. So let me tell you a little bit about the Whole World of Words and who I'm hoping will benefit from this group, this networking referral group. So basically, it's kind of self-explanatory. If you're anywhere in the world and you have anything to do with the written or spoken word, then the Whole World of Words is for you. So let's talk a little bit about some specifics. Let me explain about if you're a writer or an author, for example, then the Whole World of Words is for you. So you might ask, what's the difference between a writer and an author? Well, that's a great question. Let me answer that. The difference is that you may or may not be published yet, or you may or may not have a desire to write the next great American novel or an autobiography or how-to manual of your own. Maybe you have no real desire to be having your name published and out there. So maybe that means you're a ghostwriter, or you're a marketing person who knows how to market and position books and get sales and help authors that way. So that's one example of the membership of the Whole World of Words. Other members of WoWOW are going to be editors. Maybe you do interior book layout design. Maybe you're a small press, or you've self-published before and you've learned lots of things that you want to share with the group. Maybe you're a cover artist or an illustrator, And I know this is just kind of scraping the surface of people in the written world that can benefit from the networking and referral that the whole world of words is going to provide. So that pretty much covers the written words, but what about speakers? Well, if you're a speaker, the whole world of words is for you too. And I'll answer why and how that fits in just a moment. But I want to talk about what the program goals are, or what's the point of and value of being a member of this program. So as I see the whole world of words, there are three top goals. And the first one is networking. So it's kind of an internal function for the whole world of words. The networking would mean that as we get different people in different parts of the industry, we help each other. So let's say, for example, there is someone who's a ghostwriter who's looking for an editor. Well, somebody in the group can help make that matchup happen. Let's say I'm working with somebody and I've edited their work, and I know that they happen to be looking for a quality cover artist. Well, guess what? The whole world of words is going to have quality cover artists that then I can make a referral to. So that's about those of us on the inside of the whole world of words helping each other get more business and growing our business. And then there's that external function, or that referral function, where, you know, we'd all, as small business people or sole proprietors, we all wish that we had that outside sales force, right? You know, the people who could be out there telling others about how wonderful we are, what a good job we do, and how well we take care of our customers. But as small business people, we don't really have that luxury. Well, guess what? As a member of the whole world of words, you do now have an outside sales force. You do have that luxury. So if I'm out and about and I travel all over the country working with writers at writers' conferences and speaking at different types of conferences for businesses and other groups. So if I'm out and about and somebody comes to me and says, hey, I got a book inside of me that I'm just dying to get out, but I am a really terrible writer, or I've written this book, but it really kind of stinks and I need an editor. Guess what? I have become your outside sales force, and now I can give you that referral. So those are two main goals. The other part of that is, as I'm working as an outside sales force, or anybody else in the group is working as an outside sales force for you, and they give you a referral, how great would it be if you created a win-win scenario where somebody sends me a person, for example, who's going to hire me to do something, and then I pay that my outside sales force, that referral person, 10 or 15% finder's fee for that initial project. Wow, what a great opportunity to create a win-win situation. And you know what else? If I take a job for $100 and I give you 15, wow, I'm not good at math, but I'm still, with my math, I still know that I'm a much further ahead in the game than I was before I had made that referral. And as we support and nurture each other and refer for each other and help pay each other for those referrals, reward that, quote, outside sales force element of the whole world of words, guess what? The more you do that, the more work you're going to get too, because people are going to see that you really are going to be a game player. You are going to be someone who's going to make a difference, and a positive difference, in helping each of us build our businesses. So the third goal is ultimately to lead to business growth for all of us, whether it's in the networking internal function or the referral external function. Ultimately, being part of a group is great, right? It's cool. You make new friends. You get to learn what other people are doing. Maybe you even get to go and visit other places around the country with some of the people in this network, the whole world of words. But you know, if we're not really growing our businesses, it's just, you know, we really want to make a commitment to having strong, growing, vibrant businesses. These are not just hobbies for us. And so the whole world of words is going to do just that, help us each to grow bigger and stronger and better, more successful businesses. So third, I want to talk a little bit about why I decided to jump off in this direction. And I'm going to start with the example I promised I'd give you about why speakers would be good members of the whole world of words. I speak a lot, and I will end up in conversations with other speakers, or I'll overhear somebody say, you know, every speaker needs to have a book. Well, you know, my gut just ties up in a knot when I hear that, because that's just wrong for a variety of reasons. Well, okay, maybe it's not wrong, but it's not a complete fair statement. I think a better statement is that every speaker who has a story to tell, a story inside them that's trying to get out, needs to have a top quality book that represents them well. Whether you're giving a freebie away or whether you're selling it, you know, at booths or on Amazon, you really need to have a top quality product, because again, it represents who you are and the kind of work you do. And I don't care how many times somebody who's written something says, I don't need an editor, I'm a good proofreader. You know, they're wrong. You're too close to it. I don't care how good a writer you are, you need to have an editor. And not just an editor who's going to look at grammar and punctuation, but an editor who's going to look at content too and make sure your story flows properly and is interesting and there aren't any gaps or there's continuity between characters throughout the book. So anyway, so a speaker needs to have a good book. Well, what better way to do that than with the whole world of words, where you have all these people who are helping and are interested in your success as a speaker? But then flip that coin over and look at the other side too. Maybe there's writers out here who could learn to do speaking and would like to hire you to advise them on that. So again, it's a win-win scenario for both sides of that coin. So having professionals in the whole world of words that deal with the written and spoken word, I think can be an invaluable tool and source for success for all of us. Another example is when I wrote my book, I have a book called Face Forward, Move Forward that's still on Amazon.com. It was a best-selling new release and then stayed on the bestseller charts for almost a year in four different categories. Okay, I did that because I happen to be a marketer. And I learned that publishers don't really do that because they don't have the time or the money to invest in a new author. So you have to become a proven commodity. So as a marketing person, I had to do the marketing for that book. But before I even got to that point, I had to find a publisher. And I had some pretty serious criteria of what I was looking for in a publisher. But I got to tell you that I kind of was a freak of nature, because I submitted my book, my manuscript, to five different publishers and an agent. And you know the horror stories you hear about all those rejection letters? Every one of the people I submitted my book to wanted my book. Well, the writing was okay, but I had a fabulous editor. So when I turned my manuscript over to these publishers or potential publishers for me, they got a good quality product and they recognized right away that not only was it a good story, but it was written well and it was one that they were not going to have to invest a whole lot of time and energy in to get it market ready. So if we have publishers, small presses or independent presses as part of the whole world of words, how great would that be for you to have that source, that referral source right at your fingertips if you're an author or you're working with an author? If you're self-publishing, for example, and you don't know how to do the marketing, well, guess what? I do that, and I know there are a lot of other people out there in the real world that do that kind of marketing. So we'll bring them into the whole world of words also. Anyway, my next example, my final example about why I decided that I wanted to jump off and create this whole world of words networking referral group was, after my book, Face Forward, Move Forward, had achieved some success, I started getting feedback and communication from some of my readers, which was wonderful. And some of the readers had planted the seed that, you know, having some journals that deal with different themes that come from the main book would be fabulous and something that they would really like to have in hand. So I put together 6 companion journals under the title Face Forward, Move Forward, and they deal with different themes. Well, I needed to do that kind of quickly because I had a lot of great momentum, so I self-published those. But again, I wrote them and I still had a good editor. But now, lo and behold, what was slowing me down is I needed a cover artist. And I talked to friends of friends and friends of their friends and some of my writing groups, and I interviewed several cover artists. And just getting an artist, just finding someone that I thought would meet my needs, took me 3 or 4 weeks. And it was kind of frustrating because I really would have preferred to have that time used to get my book on the market, not just interviewing a cover artist so that I could get started on that part of the process. So the whole world of words, guess what? We have cover artists and we already know each other. We trust each other. We know the kind of work that we can do. And so we can give good referrals and cut out some of that time to getting a book to market, which is really important if you're trying to hold on to that kind of momentum. So, and there are lots of examples, I'm sure, about things that you've been through in trying to write or publish a book or trying to be a ghostwriter for either books or newsletters or magazine articles or whatever. So whatever your reason is for wanting to be a member of the whole world of words, let me talk to you a little bit about my vision for this group and how we can make it happen and how I see the group unfolding and becoming more and more of value to its membership. So starting the first of the month, early February, we're going to have a Facebook group up and running. But in the meantime, if you're listening to this podcast and you really want to get in on the ground floor, I would suggest that you go to my website. That's Arlene Gale, ArleneGale.com. You can go hit the 3 lines at the top. We'll open up the pull-down menu. And on the right, you'll see a Contact Me button. So hit that button and give me your information. Write in the comment sections that you're interested in talking about the whole world of words. Maybe give me your website, and we'll just start a communication. And so when you're ready to, when the Facebook group is ready and up and running, then I can simply add you, and you can start talking to everybody who's in the membership about what you do, and we can start that referral going. So again, this Facebook group is going to be up the early in February. But that's not all there is. I mean, if that was all there is, that would be good, right? No, actually, that would be kind of great. But I've got such a huge vision for this that I'm not going to stop there. We're also going to have a website for the whole World of Words membership. And so we will have different tabs for different types of business people. So editors, publishers, ghostwriters, speakers, so that you can go. So somebody visiting that website, again, as I'm out meeting people and building that mail list, and giving out that website for the whole world of words, as people come there and visit, they can click on a tab that says, for example, ghostwriter. So they look there and they'll see your picture. They'll get a little bit of a blurb about what you do and how long you've been in the business. And they'll also get links to all of your social media, if you'd like, and to your website, if you'd like. So it gives you one way more to get out and reach your target market to build your business. So we'll start with the Facebook page and then build that website and create those links to give you one more way to access your target market and build your business, as well as, you know, a great way to get to know each other and what each of us does. The other thing that I'm looking at doing is to provide some services for the membership because of the talents and the skills that I have. And one of those is to create video logs for your marketing. And that will be tied to a whole World of Words YouTube channel. So how valuable do you think it would be for you to have that one more source or one more place where you can reach your target market through the whole world of words? So what I'll do is I'll get with you and I will interview you about what you do and what your passion is and how you're using it. Because, you know, there's third-party credibility. You know, you could get on and do your own video, but when somebody interviews you and says how wonderful you are, that gives you that third party credibility that becomes just that much more valuable. It doesn't change who you are, but it changes how people perceive you, because now you've got someone else who's not your mother or brother or sister who's telling people how wonderful you are. So those are great things. So that's another step in the whole world of words. So I'm really excited that in 2017 that we're going to create this whole new world, the whole world of words. So again, if you're a writer, author, publisher, editor, ghostwriter, speaker, anybody who has any business that has to do with words, whether written or spoken, we'd love to have you become part of this networking and referral group. So think about that. Get in touch with me on my website, arlenegale.com. That's arlenegale.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Arlene Gale, Writer Speaker. Like me there and follow and see some of the things that I'm going to be doing. I will be posting there about the whole world of words. So if you fit in any of those categories and would love to become part of an exciting, dynamic, and I know great, something that's going to be greatly successful, join us in the whole world of words. And let's work together to help each other build successful businesses. With that said, I hope everybody has a wonderful 2017. I'm excited about the whole world of words and excited about the people that I'm going to meet and the people that you're going to bring in to work together. Happy 2017. This is Arlene Gale, and I look forward to hearing from you and maybe seeing you on a video log or podcast in the future. Until then, take care.